okay, if the masses all die and disappear, or disappear out of this country, as many want, even many who are not legal, they want the masses to disappear, how will they acquire their wealth?
Nasha Anderson speaking out today with a coalition of groups, United New York, La Fuente, New York Communities for Change and Make the Road New York. The coalition marched and rallied to protest the goals of the Congressional Supercommittee, which is identifying $1.2 trillion in new cuts over the next decade and looking to cut government programs like Medicare, Medicaid and Social Security benefits. Marchers contend the Congressional Supercommittee is nothing more than a front to devise further tax avoidance strategies for corporations, and what would be better is if the corporations, like General Electric, paid their fair share. It was reported that GE only paid 2% of its $80.2 billion in U.S. pre-tax profits in 2011. The march started outside General Electric's Midtown headquarters at Rockefeller Plaza, then wound down 6th Avenue to the debt clock on 44th Street, where Ben Master, one of the organizers, spoke.
This national debt clock has been up since 1989. It was erected by a wealthy real estate developer who was trying to scare New Yorkers into thinking that our economy was on the eve of destruction. Every single year we are told that our economy is going to be wiped out by this avalanche of debt. And every single year, nothing happens. Let's review the facts. 13 years ago, we had no deficit. We had Medicare, we had Social Security, but we had no deficit. Then after massive tax cuts, two wars in the Middle East, and after banksters crashed our economy through deregulation, we had the debt rise to the number you see right there. And the very same people responsible for that debt are now telling working folks that we have to pay for it. And we're saying today that we're not stupid.
That's right.
And we're not gonna pay for the debt that they created. And we're telling the corporations who are funding the Fix the Debt campaign to pay their taxes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pay your taxes. Pay your
the Fix the Debt Supercommittee has an advertising budget of $60 million to spread its ideas of not just cutting benefits, but providing corporations with more tax breaks. One of the ideas is pro-growth corporate tax reform, which would create a territorial tax system that would permanently exempt U.S. taxes of all offshore income earned by U.S. corporations. The proposed cuts to benefits program like Medicaid, Medicare and Social Security are less clear, but will probably be by limiting access to these programs, as is happening already with Medicare, and by raising the retirement age, which would affect people like Mary Gershon.
And I am speaking for retirees. We do not need to have Social Security and Medicare taken from us. If we do, we'll be in a great strain. We won't have money to pay for our hospital bills, and we'd have to change our standard of living. We'd have to depend on our grown children and our grandchildren, and we're not going to do it anymore. We need to help get out of here and let people know we'll be suffering, and we will have to go back from crime one.
So brothers and sisters, Mary Gresham, her message as a retiree is this: spread the word. Don't keep it here to yourself. Tell all your neighbors. Tell all your family. Tell all your friends. Go to your churches. Spread the word there. Spread the word in your senior clubs. Spread the word in your youth clubs. Mobilize the people, because we're the ones they're trying to put the debt on when it's theirs to pay. Pay your fair share.
Pay your fair share.
Pay your fair share.
There's a paper written by the Institute for Policy Studies called America is Not Broke. In it, the authors argue there should be new taxes on Wall Street, corporations and people, which could raise more than $375 billion a year. There should be cuts to the Pentagon budget. A study by economists at the University of Massachusetts has found the military budget is not actually a job creator. where $1 billion in military spending creates 11,000 jobs, while the same amount vested in clean energy creates about 17,000 jobs. And if the government taxed polluters, we'd have a cleaner planet, and it could cut subsidies to oil and energy corporations. The Fix the Debt Supercommittee has a March 1st deadline for its proposals. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.